a story that is going all around the country. Bryce Mellon, a whiz at video games, such as Mortal Kombat. In that regard, the 17-year-old isn't much different from so many other kids his age, right? They're good at video games, except one thing. Bryce is blind, and he's our guest for a moment here on Coast to Coast. Hey, Bryce, how are you?
All right.
Okay, keeping you up too late, or do you normally keep these hours on the weekends?
Actually, I'm at an all-night lock-in at Dog Tag, so I'm up.
Okay, now what's an all-night lock-in, by the way?
Where you stay up all night and play video games and computer games.
Okay, now, you got to tell me about this, about your blindness. This has been since birth, Bryce?
Yeah.
Okay, so you started playing video games at what age?
About 7.
7 years old. I've got to ask you this. Everybody else has. You play video games. You're blind. How does this happen? How do you do this?
I don't know. I just do it, I guess. I mean, I started by playing the first level of Mario and beating it.
Is it the sound that you do?
I think that's probably what it is.
Now, how good are you when you play?
Oh, all right.
Well, you probably beat me, that's for sure. Now, do you play kids at the same time, or do you always play against the computer?
Oh, I play against the computer and kids.
And do you beat some of the kids?
Oh, I beat all the kids, mostly.
Okay, so people who watch you play these video games, Bryce, they must be astounded at the way you're able to do this.
Oh, I suppose they are.
Tell me about your concentration and hearing. How far away can you hear things?
Oh, pretty far. I'm kind of double concentrating. I'm concentrating on you, and I'm kind of concentrating on this new game I'm trying to play here.
I mean, are you playing a game while I'm interviewing you?
Well, no, actually, I'm not playing the game, but my new friend is, and I'm kind of just listening to some voices.
So you're learning just by the sounds.
I'm learning as I'm talking to you, basically.
Okay, now, tell me a little bit about the sounds of a video game that allow you to do what you do.
Well, I don't know. Just there really isn't much to the sound. It's just pretty much the button presses.
But you know something's coming up, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And how do you know where... I mean, like... I haven't played a video game in years, but when you're holding your little throttle or something, how do you know where you are in position to the game?
I don't usually worry about that. I don't need to. The guys are usually coming to me.
This is remarkable.
I don't have to go to them.
Okay, so you just kind of stay in a place there.
Well, actually, I'm always moving around to dodge their attacks, but otherwise... I don't really move forward or backwards unless I'm doing a directional move that requires me to move forwards or backwards.
When you play in a public place, maybe like where you are now, do you always garner a lot of people around you?
Well, this place is just getting off the ground, so really, no. I mean, there probably will start to get more people after a while, but I mean... For now, it's not that much.
Well, good for you, Bryce. And Bryce, what would you say to people, youngsters especially, who are losing their eyesight, who are becoming blind, and they don't think that there's a future for them? What would you tell them?
Try playing Mario.
And it'll work for them, huh?
Maybe.
Okay, Bryce. Hey, thanks a lot. Good luck to you. I'm glad it's all working out for you.